This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And he's also been making the rounds there in Indianapolis, talking to various national shows as well. And he said something that I don't think we've heard anybody bring up in regards to the Super Bowl performance. And we don't need to rehash what happened against Philly. But maybe it makes more sense for those that looked at some highlights or even those that broke down film. We're like, man, it looked like Travis was kind of just walking around. We haven't seen that. Well, maybe this makes more sense. This was Brett Veach talking with Pete Prisco and the CBS Sports crew yesterday afternoon.
You know, this year, I mean, we're never going to make excuses and talk about it, but yeah. I mean, he was battling with pretty big illness there for the Super Bowl. But listen, the way the Eagles played, it wouldn't have made a difference.
And that's the key. The last part's the key. Nobody's saying this would have changed the outcome of the game, but that would explain why maybe it looked weird. He was just walking around. We didn't know at the time, I guess. Maybe you believe that the Travis had, you know, sickness?
He didn't say it. He didn't use the excuse himself, which I think does change it. And Brett Veach spoke to, like, I don't know, seven different media outlets, including us, yesterday. And this was the one that maybe he was like, you know what, I should make a point of saying that Travis Kelce was battling a very serious illness. I don't think there's any reason why Brett Veach would make this up after a Super Bowl loss.
Probably had the flu or something.
A month after it took place. I actually
bad oysters, Cody. Bad oysters there in New Orleans.
Could have been. I don't think, I don't know. I mean, I guess could have been. Whatever.
Yeah, those oysters will get you.
I actually think this helps Travis Kelce's image a little bit, because I saw the same thing other people saw. When they were down like 24-0, 30-0, there were some moments in the game where it looked like Travis wasn't giving it at all, or not with the same fervor that I am accustomed to seeing Travis Kelce participate in, either blocking or loose balls or tracking people down. It didn't seem like he was moving with the same juice I am accustomed to seeing, especially in a Super Bowl, even in a game in which they're down. He'll never use this as an excuse. You will never hear Travis Kelce on a microphone say, this is the reason I played poorly. But doesn't it excuse
somebody will ask him about
like,
it.
For
though.
Me, though, it does put in perspective why it looked like he was dragging ass a little bit in the Super Bowl. If he were 100% healthy, they're still losing the game.
And Brett Veach acknowledged
impact,
that.
It doesn't impact that. But it explains to me why, for the first time in Travis Kelce's career, it didn't look like he was moving with the same. He didn't move. He wasn't operating the same. Okay. He was super sick.
Yeah,
that's not crazy.
It would make sense. He'll get asked about it at some point. The next media availability, I guess, it's going to be in, what, May or something, when we probably hear from him. Otherwise, maybe he addresses it on a future episode of New Heights. But yeah, he's going to downplay it and not talk about it much. But I also think, you know, if you're Brett Veach, not that it's not being truthful, I think it's that you want to make sure a guy that you're trying to make sure comes back and doesn't retire
has the reputation he deserves to have.
Yeah, you're trying to make sure that you're not covering for him, but make sure people understand why maybe a performance looked the way it did.
I guess the question I was always asked is like a follow-up to that is, if this were a regular season game, week 11, would he have played at all? Would he have been able to physically be on the field?
Because
somebody would be like, hey, why play so much? Well, because it's the Super Bowl.
Travis doesn't strike me as a player that from a sickness is ever going to miss a game. Ever. For being sick.
Yeah. Like, even if it is like horrible flu, they're giving you IV fluids at halftime, whatever the things. And again, illness is probably, like you said, either flu or severe food poisoning. That's pretty much it. And flu is the one, at least we assume, because if it's severe food poisoning, they might just stuff you full of Imodium and call it a, you know, like, call it a day. They'll figure out a way to get your ass out on the field, even if you're feeling a little bit
fatigued. When was the last time you got food poisoning? And we know the last time you poisoned some of our listeners or our coworkers.
I don't think that was food poisoning.
Chipino. Bad Chipino. Got people sick.
God, food poisoning? I don't know. This is always like, this goes back to like the way people exaggerate sometimes. I did a food handlers class once. They made you legally in Missouri take like a food handlers class to make sure you don't poison people. And the guy who taught it was like, I've been food poisoned. I'm dead serious. I have been food poisoned 53 times. I'm like, dude.
What, he keeps a log?
I was like, first
keeps
off,
a log of how many times he was. It's hard to prove, too, because if you just have food, like the next day like or that night, you don't know.
I'm pretty sure that guy's just lactose intolerant and he's not treating his body right. Dude, you were obviously like allergic to gluten or dairy or something. And you should watch what you eat moving forward. You have not been food poisoned 53 times, sir. I do not think that that is how this is going down. Again, I know it's a bit of a PR thing, and Brent Veach probably felt the need. He probably saw the same thing again. A guy who's not performing at the level that he saw, and he felt a need, after a month or so, to defend his guy from what were some attacks a month ago, right? Right after the Super Bowl. But I also think it actually tracks. Like, very simply, yeah, that tracks. Travis Kelce was moving worse and gave worse effort because he felt worse. That's not crazy. I think that that's a common thing, even in football, where you're just like, well, just play through it. Sometimes you can't. When it comes to stuff like flu or symptoms or sickness.